We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Welcome to Wednesday, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs coming to you from WMIE 91.5 FM right here in Cocoa, Florida. So thank you for tuning in today. Just want to say thank you to the phone calls that we received this week and just saying, hey, keep up the good work. That was a very encouraging phone call. Somebody had also heard one of our references to one of the businesses in our church. And so today we'd like to mention another one to you, and that is Jits Concrete, 536-5804, 536-5804. And if you need any concrete or block or stucco work done, I think that they can do stucco work. But anyway, if you need any construction help in their area, they are very, very good at what they do. And you can reach them at 536-5804. I also had some text messages saying that the one of the messages this week had ministered to them. And so we're just thankful to be able to bring the Word of God to you. And it would be pointless for me to put a time frame on it because I've got so many things that I've gone through here recently. But recently we received a very encouraging note from one of the listeners, and as a result, when they contacted us, we turned around and sent them one of our coffee mugs that has Refresh Radio broadcast on it. And just as our way of saying thank you for listening, if you would like one of those, you can contact us at the church, mail us, email us, call in, leave us a message on the answering machine. However you want to contact us, you could reach us on Facebook and just let us know, and we'd be happy to get one of those. I also got a message last week of someone that said, would you pray for me in this area? And so we were able to add that to our prayer list and are glad to do so. And then on Facebook, I believe it was this last Sunday, some people that we know in the Midwest posted a picture on Facebook and say, hey, we don't remember your names, and I can appreciate that, but we've got our prayer mugs here. We've got our coffee mugs, and we are praying for you, for all your staff, and for all of the church there in Merritt Island, to have a visitation of the Holy Spirit. And so that's very, very encouraging. If you'd like one of those, contact us, and we will be more than glad to send one of those out to you free of charge. So today is our vintage service. At 11 a.m. we're going to be worshiping the Lord. We're excited about getting back into a more regular swing of things, and our kids ministry will be back in their classes tonight. Last week they had a back to school celebration. Didn't want to overload them with too much responsibility and stress on that first week, on that first day back to school. And so kids will be back at it tonight. This coming Friday night, I'll mention this to you, we have a young adult service that has been going on for a few months. Haven't really announced it too much. We kind of, when I was in retail, whenever a new store was about to open, they would do a soft opening, and they would begin to work out all of the bugs and things like that, and then they would announce it publicly. And so we've been kind of doing that, and so it's a service called Unencumbered, and it meets Friday nights at 6:30. It's in our sanctuary. It is not your typical church service. They do have a meal time beforehand where they just hang out, and then they come together and they worship the Lord, And I think they've done some poetry and some readings and stuff like that. Some spoken word. I haven't been there except for to the very first service, but want to invite you out to that. It's not that I couldn't come to that service, but my schedule has been of such that I've not been able to be there as of yet. So we want to invite you out to that Friday night at 6:30. That's the unencumbered service, 165 North Grove Street. Also, I will be preaching Sunday morning, then Sunday night we will be having our grow groups about get out of that pit. So yesterday we were in Genesis, the 43rd chapter, and Genesis, the 42nd chapter, and we had talked about Jacob and his mindset that says, "You have bereaved me, Joseph is no more, Simeon is no more, and you want to take Benjamin. All these things are against me." And it is a reality that in this life, we will suffer loss. It's not because God is a God of loss, but we live in a fallen world where the thief has been unleashed, not because God wanted it to be that way, but because man blew it in the garden big time. And there's been enmity between the woman's seed and the serpent ever since. Jesus identified him as a thief. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And so that is what his task is. He does it through lying. He does it through deceit. He does it through fraud and manipulation. He will never tell you what he is trying to steal from you. When they are offering kids the temptation of drugs and alcohol and tobacco and things like that, they never say, you know, "We're giving this to you, but what we are really after is we want to steal your health, your vitality. We want to steal the length of your life." The devil never tells you what you are going to lose when you are doing business with him. Now, I don't want to sound defeatist here, because in this world, you know, you will have trouble, you will have tribulation, you will have trials, you will have loss. The thief, the Old Testament describes that what would happen to a thief who is caught. And so the good news today about loss is that it does not have to be permanent. It does not have to be compounded. It can be reversed. And the thing is, the thief, when he is caught, was forced to restore multiple fold, not just what he stole, but above and beyond that. And like I've told you before, our mission statement at Merit Assembly of God is restoring value spiritually and relationally. God is in the restoration business. And if the enemy has stolen anything, God wants to restore it. If you have experienced loss in any area of your life, Jesus wants to restore. I found out just Monday night, I believe it was, that one of the ministers here in Brevard County that I have known for a long time, a great number of years, Pastor Larry Booth from Satellite Beach, had passed away on on Monday night, on Sunday night, I believe it was. And that is a time of separation for us. It is a time of loss for his family, a time of loss for his church. But that loss is not permanent for us as a Christian. It is going to be restored. It is going to be restored eternally. That relationship is going to be restored around the throne of grace. It is going to be restored with incorruptibility, immortality, and it is going to go on and on and on. And I celebrate the victorious crossing of the finish line for a servant of God. And I know that God spoke to him and said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And so if you would be praying for the church, be praying for his family, be praying for the kingdom, that God will raise up a multitude of disciples who will take the gospel, who will take the torch and say, I will carry it in this direction. And somebody else will say, and I'll carry it to this part of our community, and I'll carry it. Let's pray that there would be a harvest of laborers being dispatched into the harvest field during this season. So do be praying for the family of Pastor Booth, if you will. We've prayed for him here on the radio program, and we will miss him, but it will only be for a season. So be praying for his family. In Genesis, the 43rd chapter is where we're going to begin reading for today. And it says, now the famine was severe in the land, and it came to pass when they had eaten up the grain which they had brought from Egypt, that their father said to them, go back, buy us a little food. But Judah spoke to him, saying, the man solemnly warned us, saying, you shall not see my face unless your brother is with you. If you send our brother with us, we will go down and buy you food. But if you will not send him, we will not go down. For the man said to us, you shall not see my face unless your brother is with us. And Israel said, why did you deal so wrongfully with me as to tell the man whether you had still another brother? But they said, the man asked us pointedly about ourselves and our family, saying, is your father still alive? Have you another brother? And we told him according to these words. Could we possibly have known that he would say, bring your brother down? Then Judah said to Israel, his father, send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and you and our little ones. I myself will be surety for him. From my hand you shall require him. If I do not bring him back to you and set him before you, then let me bear the blame forever. For if we had not lingered, surely by now we would have returned this second time. And their father said to them, if it must be so, then do this. Take some of the fruits, some of the best fruits of the land in your vessels, and carry down a present for the man, a little balm and a little honey, spices and myrrh, pistachio nuts and almonds. Take double money in your hand, and take back in your hand the money that was returned in the mouth of your sacks. Perhaps it was an oversight. Take your brother also and arise and go back to the man, and may God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may release your other brother and Benjamin. If I am bereaved, I am bereaved. So here's what I want to point out. They come back from Egypt in chapter 42. They bring back, they have the discussion, and Simeon is sitting in jail. And Jacob is the one who is determining how long his son Simeon is sitting in an Egyptian prison. Simeon was sentenced by Joseph to stay in that prison only until they brought Benjamin back to Joseph in Egypt. But Jacob is so grieved over the loss of Joseph. He is grieved over the loss of Simeon. And he says, and now you want to take Benjamin. And what has happened is Jacob, because of the way that he is dealing with his loss, has now imprisoned himself. And what he does not know is that the loss of Joseph isn't what he thinks it is, and that the loss of Simeon is only as long as he permits it to be, and the loss of Benjamin is a hypothetical. Okay, there are three different types of losses that he's gone through. One is an actual loss that he thinks is permanent simply because he does not have all of the information. Now, one of the reasons he is in that place is because he has been lied to, he has been deceived, and he thinks that son is dead. But he does not realize that God had the ability to work behind the scenes in ways that Jacob was unaware of to preserve Joseph, to make sure that Joseph's dreams were going to come to pass. I want to ask you today, are there any things in your life that you thought were permanent losses, but you have failed to factor in God's working into the equation? Whether that is an estranged relationship with a child, whether it is you got laid off from a job and you it's been so long you don't know if you're ever going to find work again. It's not a situation of, you know, that the facts are different than what you think they are. The act actually happened. Jacob has suffered the loss of Joseph's presence for a great number of years. That has gone on, but he thinks that's a permanent situation, but it's just a temporary thing. Today, you may even be in a situation where you have lost a loved one, and you're so grieved about the process that you have forgotten that the grave for a believer isn't a final resting place. It is a launching pad into the presence of Jesus Christ. Grave, where is your victory? Oh, grave, where is your sting? It's not there. Death has lost its ability to hold its grip on us. It no longer holds the keys. Jesus is the one who holds the keys. And so if you have experienced a loss and it is out of your control, then I pray that you would just rest in this, that God is working in that situation. He is working. For some reason right now, I just feel like there's some parents who are listening or siblings who are listening, and there's an estranged relationship there, and you've thought that it was severed beyond repair. And I just ask God to work behind those scenes today. And instead of living each day with bereavement and grief, that instead you would wake up each day and say, God, I want to thank you that you are working to make sure that there is a future restoration of that which the enemy has stolen. So that's the first type of loss. The second type of loss was the loss of Simeon. Simeon, it's true, he was lost, but that was only supposed to be a temporary situation. The one who is prolonging the situation is Jacob, because the brothers have come back and they said, hey, we brought food, but we weren't able to bring Simeon. We can't go back and get Simeon until we take Benjamin. Now, here is the thing that I would have done as a father. You see, I don't have favorites. I don't have favorites. I do have a couple of favorites. I have one son, so he is my favorite son. I have one daughter-in-law. She is my favorite daughter-in-law. I have one wife. She is my favorite and only wife. Those are my favorites. But my son, my two daughters, I love them all the same. I love them uniquely. I love them for their uniqueness. And I do whatever I can to help them to achieve God's goals and dreams for their life. But if one of my kids was, three of them went to the store and they were in a car accident, and all of them were okay, but one of them had been shaken up a little bit, and the other two came and they said, hey, Dad, there's been a car accident. Everybody is okay, but they are not going to release so-and-so to come home until you come down there and have a personal conversation with them to make sure that they are releasing him into someone who's going to be able to take care of them. I would not say, well, you know, I'm right in the middle of watching this television program right now. And then after that, I've got to go cook dinner. And then after that, I've got to go mow the lawn. And then I've got to do laundry. And I'll get down there in a couple of days. I wouldn't do that. I would have said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to unload the food that you brought back, and I want you to turn around. I want you to go back, and I want you to buy some more food, and I want you to take Benjamin with you because I have the ability. I'm the one making the decision of when Simeon gets to come home. Today, you may be in a situation where you have experienced loss, but it's because of an addiction of your own choosing. It might be because you have chosen your hobbies over your family. It may be because of alcohol or drugs. There may be a lot of things that you have made choices of, but today, if you would make a different choice, God could add all these things back into your life. You see, I am a believer in restored relationships because I know people who got married and then got divorced and God put them back together again and they got divorced again and then God put them back together again and now they're inseparable. I know them. I know that God's in the restoration business. I know people who have been out of people's lives for a long time and then God restored the relationship and made it better than ever. God's in the restoration business. I know people who are serving Jesus today that once were bound by alcohol and drugs and sin and God restored. I know kids that have been restored to their parents and parents who've been restored to their children. And today I just want to encourage you, don't suffer loss any longer than you have to. Don't just sit on your thumbs afraid you're going to suffer another loss. Do what you can. Do what you can for restoration. Did you know that if a person has not called you in a long time, I'm going to share a technological breakthrough with you, and that is this. Phones work both ways. You can call them. You can text them. You can do whatever is necessary to communicate with them that you do not want this loss to be permanent. Pray. Ask God, God, what can I do to make sure this loss is as minimal as it possibly can be? The third situation that Jacob was dealing with was a hypothetical loss. And it was because he had experienced the loss of Joseph, and now he was experiencing the loss of Simeon. And he thinks, every person that I send away, I lose. And I want you to know that the devil will play havoc with your mind. He will convince you of his capacity to steal is greater than God's capacity to keep. I want to share just a little bit of a verse out of the little letter to Jude. It is right before Revelation. And let me see if I can find it here. In verse number 5, it says, "But I want to remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own abode, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day." In the NIV, that word is keep. And the word, the Greek word is T-E-R-E-O, tereo. It happens over and over. It occurs over and over again in this little epistle. It also occurs in the Word of God. And I want you to know that God has the ability to guard, to keep, to protect, to preserve. His ability, when you are in the center of His hand, there is not a pry bar that is sufficient to pry open His hands. When He has you in His grip, you are safe, you are secure. You are protected. You are empowered because God has the ability to keep you. Do not live your life with fear of imaginary loss. I just am here to tell you that I believe that the enemy would try and get us so afraid of failure and losing that we will never embark on the adventure of winning and obedience and faith that God has for us. Today, if you've experienced genuine loss, recognize that this little bubble in eternity that we call time is just that. It is a bubble in eternity, and that God is going to create a place where we will be with Him forever, and we will surround Him with believers from all tribes, tongues, and nations, with our loved ones who were believers, and we will worship Him forever. We will be restored. If there are some decisions that you have made that are causing you to experience loss that is just temporary, you're setting the time frame. For heaven's sake, today, make up your mind that you've lost enough, and take the steps necessary to win. But if the enemy has you afraid of something you have not even lost yet, remind him that you have gained heaven. Jesus Christ is journeying with you, and that you have a heaven to gain, and you are going to be a life-giving spirit. I want to pray for you today. I want to pray for you that today will mark a season of restoration in your life and in my life. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we do pray for those who've lost family members, loved ones, and neighbors to passing away, to being promoted to eternity. But God, we will not be imprisoned by our loss. We will fix our eyes on eternity, worshiping the Lamb of God with them forever and ever. Father, I pray today that we would be proactive in living a life of obedience and faithfulness. And God, that we will see broken relationships restored, estranged relationships restored. God, and I also pray today that we would not be so afraid of losing that we would not even adventure out to take a risk to reach somebody with the love of Jesus. God, I pray that you would give us the heart of an adventurer today, that we would be willing to step out in faith, to be able to step out knowing that you do all things well, that when you cause us to embark, that you cause us to arrive as well. God, I pray that we would be adventurers and victors for Jesus Christ. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."